This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The Coastal Commission has decided to vote against staff recommendations when it denied Coast Seafood's application to expand oyster beds on Humboldt Bay. The commission voted 6-5 to reject the project that would have seen Coast Seafood expand oyster beds on another 165 acres. That number was recommended by staff. The company had submitted plans to expand its operations over 234 acres before lessening that number due to environmental impacts. Opponents cited those negative environmental impacts to eelgrass, migratory birds, and recreational activities as key reasons to deny the expansion. The commission has agreed. State Republican Assemblymember Travis Allen has started a petition to get a ballot initiative on the 2018 ballot that would repeal Senate Bill 1, the recent gas tax measure passed by the legislature. Opponents of the bill, citing the latest poll numbers from Berkeley IGS, point out that a majority of Californians, 58%, oppose the measure, which raises gas and diesel taxes to pay for road infrastructure. Allen needs to get 365,000 signatures to get the repeal measure on the ballot. He and others opposed to the tax hike that will take effect in November come from across the political spectrum. But they agree on one thing. Californians don't like having their taxes raised without their okay. There are people in the world who don't like daylight savings time, and some of those people serve in the California State Legislature. Assemblymember Kenson Chu of San Jose introduced Assembly Bill 807, and it passed the Assembly on a 48-6 vote last week. The measure is open-ended and amendable, however, and it would require a two-thirds vote to make any permanent change. While it calls for the abolishment of daylight savings time and the biannual changing of the clock, the measure also allows for changes to be made. One modification would be to make the time change permanent, and another would be to change the dates when we change the clocks. The bill now heads to the Senate, the same body that killed a similar measure last year by 4 votes. Opponents in the Senate argue it would hurt tourism and throw businesses out of the loop with East Coast counterparts. The Garberville Area CHP office will have extra officers on the roadway in southern Humboldt and northern Mendocino this weekend as the Redwood Run takes place and the Enchanted Forest Festival in Laytonville is ongoing as well. The CHP wants the community to be prepared for a sharp increase in vehicle traffic. Officers will be on the lookout for traffic violators and those who are driving under the influence. Jordan Christmas has news from Arcata.
The Brownfield Program, which is under the umbrella of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, has awarded $300,000 in grant funding to the city of Arcata. The funding will be used to perform environmental assessments and remediation planning on brownfield sites throughout the city, and the funding will allow Arcata to move forward with environmental assessment on several parcels where development was hampered by contamination. Brownfields are former industrial or commercial sites.
Thank you, Jordan. And residents are reminded that Mountain View Road in Neyland will be closed this morning due to a culvert replacement. Motorists should anticipate 1-hour delays. The work will run from 7:30 a.m. to 5 this afternoon. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. For those who are unfamiliar with Humboldt County and the North Coast, the move to live here from outside can come with a bit of culture shock. That was the case for Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills, who was hired in 2013 after 3 decades with the San Diego Police Department. Mills announced yesterday that he has conditionally accepted the police chief job with the city of Santa Cruz, and he could be gone by August. During a phone interview, Mills spoke about moving to Eureka and taking the job and some of the culture shock he experienced, particularly those living outside the law in the black market marijuana economy.
I think it's a historical thing on the marijuana industry that, you know, whether it's a policy issue in terms of it should have been legalized a long time ago or it's a policy issue that it never should be legalized, these people should just come inside the rule of law. But I think that that culture of unlawfulness has really harmed this community.
That marijuana black market comes with a host of issues, most prominently violence. And Mills said that is evidenced by the number of murders that were recorded last year.
23 homicides in a county of 130,000 people. I don't think people can wrap their arms around that in terms of what that actually means. We really need to encourage people to build that idea of collective efficacy where people are working together to be inside the rule of law.
Mills said that he is proud of the work that he and the department have done during his tenure, particularly in addressing the issue of homelessness. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.